This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What tricks do spies keep up their sleeves? What are the gadgets that help them master their craft? I'm Alice Loxton, and this is a history of the world in spy objects from Spyscape Studios. When we think of a secret, we tend to imagine something small, quiet, delicate. In reality, secrets come in all shapes and sizes. This entry to the archive proves that.
I want to talk about the stealth bomber.
Let me introduce you to Jason Isaacs, an actor best known, perhaps, for his work in blockbuster sci-fi properties like Star Wars and Star Trek. But what does play pretend have to do with the real world of espionage? In truth, the relationship between fantasy and reality is closer than you may think.
In fact, so many things that exist in the real world were initially generated by sci-fi. So I was in a season of Star Trek, and mobile phones owe a lot to the communicator, and who knows if we'll be getting transporters soon where we materialize somewhere else. But unquestionably, the stealth bomber and the stealth fighter come out of the Star Wars design and other sci-fi things.
The stealth bomber that Jason is referring to is the Northrop Grumman B-2 Spirit. Feverishly designed in the dying days of the Cold War, its first flight came in 1989, just months before the fall of the Berlin Wall. It had been designed to penetrate even the most advanced anti-aircraft defenses and drop weapons, both conventional and thermonuclear, if need be, on unsuspecting targets below. But after the collapse of the Soviet Union, it existed through the decade or so of its production as something of a relic, a reminder of the nuclear fever pitch of the years before. Google the B-2 stealth bomber and you'll see a plane that looks more like a spacecraft. Hyper-futuristic, angular frame, sleek gunmetal. It's not hard to see the relationship between a jet like this and the iconic X-Wing from Star Wars, gliding smoothly over some intergalactic desert.
But I love it particularly because I've been in one. Not many people can say that. I was in a film called Armageddon years ago, and Jerry Bruckheimer, having made Top Gun, was very popular at the Pentagon. So they gave him billions of dollars worth of set dressing for Armageddon, and we had all these extraordinary planes, and we had the space shuttle, and we had the stealth bomber.
Jason's not exaggerating about the cost of Armageddon's set dressing. Each B-2 bomber cost $2 billion to make. Initially, the US government had ordered production of more than 100 of the aircraft. A reminder, if you needed one, of how seriously the Soviet threat was taken. It was at Edwards Air Force Base in Kern County, California, that Jason came into contact with the full extent of American military muscle.
The first thing I knew about it was that we were taken into a giant hangar. All of us would be macho actors, and the guy in charge of us said, okay, I'm gonna shut the doors now. You might wanna hold hands. It seemed like a strange thing to say. And somebody braver than me said, why? And he said, because once this door is closed, it's the darkest, quietest place on planet Earth. And it's because that's where they test the stealth fighter for sonar pings and stuff. You close the door and sure enough, it felt like we'd gone into some primeval swamp and we all grabbed for each other because it was very disorienting.
But the star of the show, that B-2 stealth bomber in all its glimmering glory.
This thing arrived on the first day, and it arrived with a platoon of soldiers who stood 50 meters from it. We couldn't get anywhere close to it, of course. On about the second or third day, they said, do you want to come and have a look around it? And so we were allowed to snoop around the base of it. On maybe the fifth or sixth day, they said, do you want to go inside the cockpit?
Jason didn't need to be asked twice. He leapt inside the B-2's two-man cockpit and seized an opportunity few of us will ever be offered.
This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply with UiPath, the world's number one AI-powered business automation platform. UiPath, the foundation of innovation.
Because I was always a gadgety early adopter. I had a Sony PC-7, which is the very first little mini DV camera. And I was filming everything in Armageddon. We were allowed to, but Edwards Air Force Base is one of the most secure places on Earth. And as you approach the center, most secure place, they first check your bag, then they take your bag from you, then the next circle they check your belt and your pockets and, you know, and look down your throat or whatever. But I still had this camera because no one knew what they were in those days.
Well, hello there, Jason. Sounds like you may have what it takes to make it as an undercover operative.
And I was in the cockpit, and it was amazing because the fuselage was all exposed. It's not a passenger aircraft, so they had no reason to hide the workings of it in case you were in there and you had to suddenly fix something. And I said, wow, this is unbelievable. I wish I could... I couldn't film any of this, could I, presumably? I mean, you'd kill me and all my family. He said,
you can film over there. Don't film anything on the left.
And I went, you sure? He went,
I guess. I mean, you're not supposed to be in here anyway, so what the hell?
So I opened my camera and I filmed one half of the cockpit of the stealth bomber. And then I said, do you want to check the footage?
He goes, no, you're right. I was watching you.
If Jason Isaacs had been a spy, then he'd just played a masterstroke, bumbling his way into all manner of state secrets.
Next few days at night, I was waiting for my hotel door to be kicked open by a bunch of men in black bursting in and taking it off me. But it was the most incredible and space age thing I've been in, and I've been in actual supposed spacecraft many times, but the real thing was more impressive than anything you'll ever see.
And that was his impression, just seeing the aircraft grounded.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to take off another week or two, and who knows where they'd have gone to, given how many different security protocols have fallen by the wayside.
Going airborne in a stealth bomber will have to be one for the sequel. Production of the B-2 ceased in the year 2000, but 20 of the 21 created are still in operation in the US Air Force today, meaning Jason may still get his chance yet. In the meantime, at least he has his home movie full of state secrets anytime he's feeling nostalgic. I'm Alice Loxton. More secrets await in the next episode of A History of the World in Spy Objects from Spyscape Studios. If you like this podcast, please give it a 5-star rating or leave a review. Ratings and reviews help other people discover the series and help us bring you more episodes like this one. Or why not forward the podcast to a friend? And thank you for listening.